I'm Leah Fleming in GPB News. A new study looking at the link between hunger and Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, suggests a simple change to the program. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
On average, SNAP recipients spend most of their once monthly benefits right when they get them. That can mean lean and hungry days at month's end. University of Georgia economist Jeffrey Dorfman was looking for a way to head that off when he discovered that
only about a third of the people are spending their money very rapidly.
They distort the picture for the majority who are really good at spreading their money out, meaning that financial education for all SNAP recipients could be a waste. Dorfman says it would be cheaper and smarter to give people the option to break their one SNAP payment up into smaller ones, ensuring at least some cash for food at the end of the month. The study appears in the journal Applied Economic Perspectives and Policy. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
In the midst of ongoing investigations involving bribery and open records violations at City Hall, the mayor's office is today explaining why taxpayers were wrongly charged over $2,000 for a plane ticket for the mayor's husband. The AJC reports a city credit card was improperly used earlier this year to purchase airfare for Derek Bottoms. He was traveling with his wife, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, to a Super Bowl meeting in Minneapolis. The mayor's office says the purchase was made in error and that Bottoms has refunded a portion of the ticket in February. Improper use of city-issued credit cards has been an ongoing issue. Former Mayor Kasim Reed has reimbursed the city more than $50,000. President Trump has signed a bill into law that will give veterans more freedom to see doctors outside of the Veterans Affairs system. The legislation was spearheaded by Georgia Senator Johnny Isakson. The $51 billion plan will give veterans access to private care when they've endured lengthy wait times or the treatment was not exactly what they had expected. But that could escalate costs, and some lawmakers are warning that this could put the VA at risk of budget shortfalls next year. A bipartisan group of senators is seeking to pay for the law by adding new funds to cover the VA private care program. Major veterans groups have cautioned, though, against cannibalizing VA programs to pay for choice, saying more funding is needed. Recent bear sightings in Atlanta, as well as Middle Georgia, have some people concerned about uninvited visitors in their own backyards. GPB's Sophie Peel reports on why they're here.
The Atlanta bear was spotted near a MARTA station and the other in a Warner Robins neighborhood. But Bobby Bond with the Department of Natural Resources says it's not that unusual and most are looking for food or friends.
I mean, this is just a normal pattern. Pretty much May through October, we'll have more bear sightings around and more bears traveling because it's mating season. And, of course, they always look for food while they're out running around looking for a mate at the same time.
Bond says that black bears are not aggressive, but people need to be careful. He recommends taking down bird feeders, limiting pet food left outdoors, and emptying trash. For GPB, this is Sophie Peel in Macon.